Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is January 23rd and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, let me give you a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app has added some interesting features. Download it now to check them out. And now, moving back to our top stories for the day. SBI's chairman has said that it won't let Yes Bank fail. We'll also talk about how a group of British scientists has discovered an immune cell that kills a wide variety of cancer cells. Bharti Airtel has joined Vodafone Idea's decision to not pay adjusted gross revenue dues today. And lastly, government may extend long-term capital gains benefit on equities to 2 to 3 years. Moving on to our next story, a group of British scientists has discovered an immune cell that kills a wide variety of cancer cells. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Keetana Tiwari. Hi Keetana, welcome to the show.
Hi Anvita.
Keetana, can you please share some details on this with our listeners?
Right. So these scientists are from Cardiff University, the popular Cardiff University.
Right.
And they found a T cell. And a T cell is basically already existing in our body. It's from a broader group of cells called lymphocytes.
Hmm.
And it originates from the thymus, the bone marrow cells.
Hmm.
Yeah, the scientists actually, they stumbled upon this discovery because they were working with a group of blood samples to find immune cells that could fight bacteria.
Right.
But instead they found something better. So they found T cells that can kill most cancers.
Hmm.
So in general, T cells do attack cancer cells. But this one is very special because it attacks a wide variety of cancers, including lung, skin, blood, colon, breast cancer, bone cancer, prostate cancer. So how this works is the T cells, they have something called a receptor on their cell membrane.
Hmm.
And it's basically like a lock.
Hmm.
And the cancer cells have a molecule called MR1.
Right.
Which is like a key. So if this key goes and fits into the lock, the T cell gets activated and it recognizes the cancer cell and it kills the cancer cell. So even the professor who heads the group, his name is Andrew Sewell.
Right.
He said that many people might have the cell. So all of us have this particular T cell, but the receptor of the T cell may not have been activated because, you know, it may not have discovered a cancer.
Okay.
So he was also saying that they have already tested it in rats and it has come out positive, the result. And he was also saying that this is suitable for universal therapy. So it could even replace the cancer therapy system that we have right now. And it may come as
like
soon as...
You mean it will be able to replace the chemotherapy sessions for the patients?
Not the chemotherapy, but they may include this immune cell as well in the therapy.
Okay.
So it may come in as soon as November 2020, if it all works out.
That's amazing.
We will see in about a year or two if it really works out.
Well, we really hope that it works and that will be much relief for a lot of patients out there. Thank you so much, Keetana, for all those insights.
Thanks, Anvita.
State Bank of India's chairman has said that Yes Bank will not be allowed to fail. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Thank you, Shraddha, for joining us.
Hi, Anvita. Thank you for having me.
Shraddha, what was his statement and how has the stock reacted so far?
So, Rajneesh Kumar, the chairman of SBI, has, in a very certain manner, has said that some solutions will emerge for the troubled private lender and it might not be allowed to fail.
Right.
In terms of, he noted that it's a major player in the market and it is not good for the Indian economy if such a big private player, which is the fourth largest private bank in India, fails. And I quote him that a bank that size, if it is allowed to fail, there's a problem. I'm sure that some solutions will emerge. This is what he stated. And in talking about the significant size of the bank, it has around $40 billion of a balance sheet. So as per Bloomberg, and he has also said that I have a feeling that it will not be allowed to fail.
Right. So Shraddha, how has the stocks reacted today?
In the past year, we have seen that Yes Bank shares have shed around 80%. And there was a lot of uncertainty that the bank was facing. But after Kumar's statement, Yes Bank has actually been in the, has seen an upside. And it was quoted at 40.60 rupees. That was up around 2.15 rupees.
Right.
At around 12.54 intraday today.
Right. Shraddha, what exactly is the problem that Yes Bank is facing?
So, there is a heavy weight of bad loans, plus there is a fundraising plan that hasn't gone through yet. So, these are the major problems, and we know the chief executive officer, Ravneet Gill, will complete around 1 year with the bank. And if I take us back a little bit to the previous pact that happened during Rana Kapoor's time. So, basically, he was asked to step down following a dispute over disclosure of bad loans. So we know now that around 314 billion rupees of exposure to junk rated companies actually has impacted the bank. So the NPA has gone up, and they need more capital to actually set aside for the defaults that might happen in the future.
Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita.
Bharti Airtel joins Vodafone Idea's decision to not pay adjusted gross revenue, also known as AGR dues, today, that is January 23rd. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Ruchira. Ruchira, can you please give us more details on Bharti Airtel's decisions of joining Vodafone Idea?
According to media reports, both Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea will not be paying the AGR dues today. So, the telecom sector in general is struggling financially, which is why even major players are struggling to pay these dues. The deadline is today, January 23rd, as the Department of Telecommunications or the DOT has set. But both companies, along with Tata Teleservices and some other telecom companies, have approached the Supreme Court to both extend the deadline and negotiate the payment as well. So both Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel will most probably wait for the decision to make the payment. There is a possibility that if the payment is not made, the DOT might press contempt of court charges. But media reports suggest that the DOT might not do so. The DOT understands that it might be difficult for the telecom players to clear such a huge amount. So they might not penalize them in court for not complying with the deadline. So the estimated amount that telecom players owe as AGR dues is currently estimated at over rupees 1 lakh crore. So a chunk of this rupees 1 lakh crore is owed by Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel. Reliance Jio Infocom as well owes a small amount of money, and they have said that they will make this payment today, according to a Mint report.
Well, moving on to our next story. Government may extend long-term capital gains benefit on equities to 2 to 3 years. Ruchira, can you please explain what capital gains benefit is?
So LTCG stands for long-term capital gains, which essentially is returns on investments made and held for over 1 year. This includes investments made in equities and mutual funds. And so the tax on LTCG is applicable only if your returns cross rupees 1 lakh. So say if you've invested in a stock or started an SIP and you've held on to that investment for more than 1 year and your returns exceed rupees 1 lakh, then you need to pay a tax of 10%. A CNBC Awaaz report said that the government is reconsidering this, and the government might either rework the time limit or might scrap the tax. There have been several other media reports as well which suggest that the government is looking at this. The budget is going to be announced on February 1st, so that is when we will get some clarity. The CNBC Awaaz report specifically says that the time limit of 1 year, as the government has currently set, might be reworked to 2 to 3 years. So if you held on to an investment for FY20, that is April 1st, 2019 to March 31st, 2020, you might not have to pay the tax for this particular year. Just an example. This is not based on any official government notification. But so you might not have to pay tax for the first year that you've held the investment. But after 2 to 3 years, if your returns on that particular investment crosses rupees 1 lakh, then you will have to pay a tax of 10%. During this budget, the government is looking at a number of tax reforms. So we might see some changes, not just with regard to LTCG tax, but also short-term capital gains tax, STCG, and specifically income tax as well. CNBC Awaaz had just done a story yesterday saying that the government is looking at reworking the income tax slabs as well. There was also a media report recently that suggested the government might abolish the dividend distribution tax. So, yes, there might be some interesting things to look forward to in the budget as far as tax reforms go.
Thank you so much, Ruchira, for all those details. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, you know you can write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, it's me, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.